This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and this Tuesday, like every other single day, I'm going to read you an article to make you a better real estate investor. The article comes from biggerpockets.com/blog, but you're busy, so we give you the information in audio form too. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What investors should know about the home inspection process, by Scott Gibson. A home inspection doesn't take long, and understanding the process means it won't take longer than necessary. But why is a professional home inspection so vital in real estate investment? Here, we'll explain the home inspection process and answers the essential question, how long should a home inspection take? As the adage goes, you cannot judge a book by its cover. Successful real estate investors know why it's wise to avoid judging a property by its paint job. Below the seemingly pristine surface is an incredible array of risks and potential issues. For example, discovering faulty wiring, a leaky roof, a sinking foundation, or structural issues could cause financial disaster down the line. You may end up with a list of constant repairs, unhappy tenants, and a money pit. Therefore, inspecting the rental property you are about to purchase is one of the most critical steps in the due diligence process. Understanding the home inspection. A home inspection is a detailed assessment of a property's condition. A professional home inspector assesses various aspects like structural integrity, plumbing, electrical systems, and safety hazards. They then prepare a detailed report with descriptions and pictures of issues. The report helps you make an informed decision about purchasing the investment property. Knowing how long a home inspection should take helps with your closing timeline. The inspection contingency gives you time to negotiate repairs or cancel the purchase agreement if the property fails the inspection. The home inspection process. The entire inspection process shouldn't take longer than 2 hours. However, the inspection time depends on various factors. For example, a four-point inspection takes less than an hour. It checks electrical, roofing, plumbing, and HVAC. However, an in-depth inspection includes all structural elements, the foundation, and an interior and exterior assessment. A detailed home inspection checklist typically includes foundation. Checking the foundation is a key area in the home inspection report. Severe flaws in the foundation have profound implications for the stability and safety of the investment property. The professional inspector will assess the foundation by looking for signs of cracks, settling, and water damage. Structural components. The inspector pays close attention to the property's structural elements. They look for signs of sagging, bowing, water penetration, poor drainage, incorrect door framing, or window alignment. Roof. A visual inspection of the roof includes the state of the shingles, vents, flashings, gutters, skylights, and chimneys. Also, the roof's age is a crucial factor, as roof replacements are expensive. Attic. The inspector looks for evidence of leaks or water damage from the roof, skylights, or chimney flashings. Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. The HVAC system is a critical component in the home inspection process. The inspector visually inspects that the furnace, water heater, fireplace, chimney, and air conditioner all work correctly. Electrical systems. This part of the house inspection process checks the up-to-code condition of the wiring. The inspector also checks light fixtures, grounding switches, and circuit breakers in the electrical panel. Plumbing system. During the inspection, the inspector checks drainage systems, faucets, and vent systems. They also look for signs of damaged or leaky pipes. Interior inspection. A visual inspection of the home's interior assesses its general condition. Issues on the inspection report include cracks, signs of water damage, and if walls and ceilings appear straight. Exterior inspection. An inspection checklist for the exterior includes assessing exterior doors, condition of driveways, walkways, patios, and decks, drainage, proper clearance between ground and siding, state of electrical outlets and lights, condition of exterior paint. Basement. The inspector visually assesses signs of previous flood damage or water penetration. Black patches on basement walls are usually signs of mold. Garage. If a garage is attached to the property, the inspector will check its condition. Elements for assessment include the garage door, ceiling, framing, windows, and foundation. They also check the electrical systems to ensure the wiring is up to code. Appliances. A detailed report includes all built-in and freestanding appliances, including the stove, refrigerator, washer and dryer, and dishwasher. Safety and security features. Home inspectors check to ensure that carbon monoxide and smoke detectors meet state regulations. They also check that the stairs, handrails, and guardrails are securely fitted and don't pose any safety risks. What a home inspection doesn't cover. An average home inspection doesn't cover every aspect of the property. Therefore, you may need to arrange additional inspections to assess the condition of the following: asbestos, lead paint, toxic mold, radon gas, pest control, alarm systems, lethal mold, buildings on the property, like a detached shed or garage. If termite infestations are common in the state where you plan to buy the investment property, arranging a termite inspection may be worthwhile. So, should you do your own home inspection? Nope. Do not conduct your own inspection unless you're licensed, qualified home inspector. Then you can. Just three reasons why. One, not all real estate pros have extensive knowledge of the construction industry. For example, you may lack the experience to determine if a crack in the wall is cosmetic or structural. Two, you may find it difficult to stay completely objective and unattached in the home buying journey. This could impact your return on investment in the long run. And three, an unofficial inspection by an amateur may not be valid in a home inspection contingency, so you may be forced into buying an unsuitable property. Of course, you should walk through the property and ensure you notice no obvious red flags. Then, if you think the property is worth doing due diligence, spend the money on an inspector. However, arrange for a real, licensed home inspector to conduct the official inspection. Here's how to find a good home inspector, by the way. The easiest way to find an inspector is to ask your real estate agent for a recommendation. They probably know a bunch of dependable home inspectors. If you don't have an agent or receive suggestions, ask your local real estate investors, agents, mortgage professionals, or property owners. Speed is critical. Depending on the purchase and sales agreement, you may only have a week to 10 days to arrange the inspection. Here is a typical inspection timeline. Arranging the inspection, 1 to 10 days, typical inspection time, like 2 to 4 hours. And then to receive the comprehensive inspection report, like 2 days. Remember, the clock is ticking when you get the property under contract. Therefore, try to get the inspector onto the property within 4 days of mutual acceptance. Preparing for a home inspection. A typical home inspection will go faster if you and the seller are well prepared. It's vital for the seller to declutter and clean the property, ensuring the inspector has access to everything, including crawl spaces. The seller should have documentation of recent repairs or renovations. Most importantly, ensure utilities are connected so the inspector can inspect all systems. Should you attend the home inspection as the buyer? Yes. You're the one paying for it, so why not get your money's worth, right? Walk, crawl, climb, and touch every inch of that property as the inspector does. Ask the inspector questions. This way, you get the best idea of potential issues with the property. The inspector's job is to explain the property's condition in detail. Usually, they can tell you the severity of the issues in simple language. However, the information may not be as clear when reading the report. For example, after the inspection, you'll receive a 30-page or longer report. It's full of all the technical jargon that may be tricky to understand. Even from the report, you may not realize how bad something is. The report could say something scary like, illegal and hazardous wiring in bedroom 2. But if you can't ask the inspector questions, you might not realize it's a minor issue requiring a 30-second repair. So being there, asking questions, and taking photos can help you make an informed purchasing decision. All right. How long is this whole inspection going to take? Around 2 to 4 hours. However, the inspection time depends on the property size, the structure, all the components, all that stuff. For example, inspecting a condo might take like an hour, but a large home could take up to 6. You should receive the report within 2 days, though. Factors influencing the duration of a home inspection. Ideally, the typical home inspection shouldn't be too long. Factors affecting the inspection time are condition, accessibility, and documentation availability. Also, complex properties, they're probably going to require more time and a more detailed home inspection checklist. So factors to consider include the size or complexity of the property, the age of the home, the home's condition, the home inspector's experience. All right, this is huge. Experienced inspectors may work more efficiently, potentially reducing inspection time. A startup might take longer because they lack the expertise to make quick, accurate assessments. Major systems, this is like a complex HVAC system, just going to take longer, more time to inspect thoroughly. Environmental factors too. Home inspectors typically don't check for mold or lead paint or radon, pests, or other environmental conditions. However, these signs can indicate more serious structural issues requiring more inspection time. And that would require hiring a different specialized inspector. The weather. Okay, bad weather can cause a home inspection to take longer than the typical 2 to 4 hours. Rain, strong winds, snow, heat, all that stuff can impact how quickly the inspector can work. All right, how much does this thing cost? Typically, and this is just a ballpark average, $340. The final cost, of course, depends on several things like property size and location. The cost of a home inspection can increase if you want a special home inspection. This type of inspection can add between $50 and $1,300 to the cost. Special inspections can include termite inspection, septic inspection, mold, radon, or asbestos testing. For larger investments, home inspection companies usually charge per square foot. Therefore, a small multifamily property might cost up to $1,000. Larger multifamilies with 5 or more units can get more expensive the larger they are. Instead of worrying about the cost, though, consider the value and peace of mind a comprehensive home inspection will bring. The Home Inspector's Report. A home inspector's report typically includes detailed findings on the property. It will consist of assessments regarding structural integrity, electrical systems, plumbing, HVAC, roof condition, and safety issues. The report also provides detailed descriptions of any problems discovered, accompanied by photographs and recommendations for repairs or further evaluation. Most home inspection companies prepare their final report in 24 to 48 hours after the inspection. However, in rare cases, the report may take longer if they discover major defects. The inspection report is one of the key decision makers in the home buying process. Despite costing a few hundred bucks, the report can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. No kidding, if it helps you avoid buying the property that becomes a financial black hole. Let's talk about home inspections and prices just a little bit more. A detailed home inspection report is a great tool that gives you leverage when negotiating purchase prices. If the report flags significant issues, you can usually do one of the following. Negotiate with the seller to resolve the repair issues before the final sale. Lower the purchase price. Get the seller to pay all the closing costs. Or just walk away. However, the purchase agreement must include an inspection contingency to use the report as leverage in price negotiations. And we do actually have a quick home inspection example, a case study, if you will, that you can dive into inside this article at biggerpockets.com. Let's move on to some final thoughts. A home inspection should only take 2 to 4 hours. However, a few hours and a few hundred dollars can prevent you from investing in a property with potential problems and significant repair issues. Only a detailed home inspection report can reveal the actual condition of the property's structure and components. Armed with a home inspector's report, market research, property valuation, and cash flow projections, you can make an informed decision for purchasing an investment property. Hope you enjoyed hearing that perspective. Before you go, are you interested in getting your personal finances in order? Then check out the Bigger Pockets Money Podcast, hosted by Scott Trench and Mindy Jensen. To learn how to save for big-time investments and launch yourself toward the life of your dreams. I'm Tyler, and I can guarantee you, I'll be right back here tomorrow.